Monday Night Football. You guys are always primed for primetime. You know, what is it about primetime games with this team?
It's just Coach always saying it's a five-star matchup because we're in it, so we know we got to perform when the lights are on. I think it helps us in a big way that it's a AFC North rival that has been our rival for the last couple of years especially. They got a lot of life. They got a lot to play for, so it's always going to be an interesting game from that standpoint, and we're going to their place, which is always a difficult place for us to play, so it's exciting.
One of those games where you throw out the records, nothing matters because it is Steelers-Bengals.
It is like that every time. Every time it doesn't matter. They could be 0-12 for whatever reason. But it's like that for every team. I think I was just joking about it with Cody. It's like the guy we see on film, when we see him when he plays us, is always like +3 for whatever reason. You know, it's like he's got extra energy, extra speed. My fourth year here, I'm getting used to it. You know, you're just going to get everybody's best shot when you're playing in Pittsburgh, so that's to be expected.
Was that something that you say you're used to it now? But was that something you kind of had to get accustomed to? You know?
For sure. You know, you're always, it's like, man, he didn't play like that last week. Like, why is he doing that now? But you know, that's just the honor that they give us. You know, when you play in Pittsburgh, everyone's going to give you their best shot because they know what this organization means, all the wins it has, all the great players that we've had on our team in the past, and the great players that we have right now. So they know they got to give us their best, and they do every time.
Do you ever have that feeling? Did you go against the Steelers and have that feeling?
Yeah, I did. You know, when I did it in Oakland, I mean, we were fortunate enough to get the win. But we won't talk about that too much. But it is, I know for a fact it's like that. The coaches pretty much scare you the whole week. Oh, Pittsburgh, they're so physical. They're going to hit you. You better come ready to play. And now I'm on the receiving end of that. And everyone's trying to do that to us now, which is cool. But, you know, I've been on both sides of it, so I totally get it.
What is it about this secondary this year where you guys have been able to, you know, guy goes down like Joe, different guys, but everyone's picking up the slack. The depth in the secondary has been incredible.
I've believed in this group since March. You know, guys like Mike have been with us since last year. We really watched him emerge in the spring, and then training camp he really took over, and it was a no-doubter. We were 100% prepared for Cody to be the starter this year. I had a lot of reps with him in spring and in the summer, so when we did get Joe, it was a blessing just because it added another great player to the room, and it's even more of a benefit now because Cody was the guy I was expecting to play with the whole time. So now that Joe's been down, it's really, for me, it's been no change really whatsoever because Cody's a communicator. He's a veteran player, so it makes my job easy. I just think it's just, you know, you got to give some of the credit to Coach Lake and our coaches always getting us prepared. But our room's a good room. We're all pretty tight. We hang out. We got guys playing the video games against each other at night when they don't have to be. So, you know, we got a close room, and I think that's just what people are seeing. The last thing I'll say is that you're just seeing guys that have been playing together. There's really not so much influx. The only guy that's new right now who isn't new is Cody. All of us have been playing together for a long time, for at least a year or so. So I think people are just seeing continuity.
Everyone keeps talking about we can do better. But yet everyone looks at this defense as such a dominating one. You know, is that something where you guys constantly feel like you can be better?
Yeah, it's pressure that we put on ourselves. You know, me, Cam, Ryan, Vinny, we're always talking about it. You know, it's an honor, but it's frustrating to be compared to the defenses of the past. You know, I think it was 2005 and those defenses. And people are starting to compare us to those groups, but we take that with a badge of honor, but at the same time, that was them and this is us. You know, they had their own group of Hall of Famers and great players. We can no way replace those guys or try to be like those guys. We want to have our own identity. Obviously, the standard is being a number one defense, so that's why we say we have to get better, because that's where we got to get to. We really believe that defense wins championships, and if we're number one, we're putting ourselves in a great position to win a Super Bowl, which, you know, you've been here longer than me. That's the only reason we come through the doors here.